and welcome. I warmly welcome you to my new podcast for nonviolent communication and personal growth. My name is Markus Fischer. I'm a long-term trainer for nonviolent communication here in Germany. In this podcast, I will show you nonviolent communication as a method for personality development rather than a rhetorical tool or even self-censorship. I will show you how the four steps of nonviolent communication can be used as a fantastic tool of personality development and personal growth. And with personal growth, I mean you will work on your empathic and open attitude, because that's nonviolent communication is all about. I met Marshall Rosenberg in 1999 and had the honor of learning from him and some of his best teachers for several years. And since 2003, I've given trainings in nonviolent communication myself and working especially with executives and companies on issues like team leadership and conflict management. In 20 years working with nonviolent communication, I have learned that it's not about memorizing any better words or limiting yourself in your evaluations. Unfortunately, nonviolent communication has often been misunderstood and has been taught as a way of using better or non-violent words. There is no such thing as non-violent words. And actually, we all know that. We all have experienced that the same words in different situations can have very different effects. So there is not such a thing that non-violent words. There is something as a non-violent attitude. So we have to work on our attitude, on our deeper ways of judging and evaluating, and actually working on our intention. What would we really like to accomplish in a discussion, or what we like to, which kind of relationship we want to develop with our loved ones or with our colleagues. So it's all about our inner world, our deeper thoughts and beliefs about ourselves, actually, and about the other people. So my goal is not to teach you the right nonviolent words, but to use the tool of nonviolent communication to work on your empathic attitudes, because the Rosenberg model is not a language model. I emphasize this right at the beginning because I myself started to speak funny when I first encountered this work. I began to censor myself. I started to talk in feelings and needs and made very strange requests. And to be honest, the conversations then become neither clearer nor more authentic nor more compassionate. It actually sucked. It didn't work. What I had to learn then, and I want to teach you right away, is this. It's not about the words. There are no better words. It's about to be better. Be more loving, be more authentic, be more open. So it's all about our attitude. Attitude works, actually. In communication, it's above all the quality of our attitude that has any effect, much more than the choice of your words. So let me give you an example. Let me imagine that someone is saying, you're such an ass, you're a victim. Is that non-violent? What do you mean? My opinion is no, you can't tell this by the words. The other day I was sitting on the bus watching some young guys. And they were all in a friendship mood, throwing jokes back and forth. And then one of them said this sentence to his friend, you're such an ass, you're a victim. And they knocked each other laughing on their thighs. So the same sentence can be used in a non-violent and in a violent attitude. Same words, very different attitude. And of course, very different effect. But we have to look more closely on this issue of attitude. What does attitude actually mean? Maybe you know Carl Rogers, or you heard of him, one of the most important representatives of the humanistic psychology movement. And by the way, he was one of the teachers of Marshall Rosenberg. He was one of the first psychologists to point out that it's your personality and your attitude towards your clients that has the most important impact and is the most important factor for the result of your therapy. Rogers, however, already foresaw the danger of trying to turn this attitude into a new technique Similar to that, what's happening to nonviolent communication, that you think it can be recognized by any technique or any words. So according to Rogers, attitude must be understood as a sense of being. And you cannot simply acquire a sense of being like a method or something you can learn by heart. You have to work on it. You have to work on it on your own, and you have to work on your personality. So what kind of attitude are we looking for? What kind of attitude are you looking for? I would call the qualities I would like to see from myself something like openness or understanding, respectful or compassionate or loving. But do you always experience this kind of attitude, or do you see differences in how you can actually live this attitude? And why is it? So to me, sometimes when I'm in a bad mood or when I'm tired, I'm really not any more open to other persons. I'm really closed down and need time for myself, and I don't want to get into contact with anyone. But we also experience that there are some people and some behaviors or triggers when we completely lose our open, compassionate or understanding attitude. So why is that? Why? What is happening then when we actually lose our empathy for other persons? And working on your own attitude means understanding the triggers and understanding why you react in that way. That means working on your attitude. Nonviolent communication is actually a really great method of a self-reflection that helps us to work on our attitude. It helps us to understand why we react in a way that we don't like, actually. Why we lose our empathy, why we lose our attitude, our openness, our loving way of being. And if we understand nonviolent communication in this way, it's an enormously effective tool, actually, of improving ourselves. So in the forthcoming episodes of this podcast, I will show you this method in detail. We will going through the four steps of nonviolent communication, and I will give you examples and show you how to apply those steps. So I hope you stay with me in this podcast, and I would be very grateful if you subscribe it on Apple Podcasts or in any podcast device you are using. Please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or send me any feedback. I will leave my contact details in the show notes. So please feel free to give me any feedback, write me or send me a voicemail. Well, thanks for now. I'm looking forward to be your host next week. Bye-bye.